And this is this week's State of Play. Now, as most of you guys probably know, I am Jewish, and therefore Rosh Hashanah happens basically over the past 24 hours. One of the things that we learn in our sermon, or the sermon of the event over at Temple, is that when Abraham went to kill, or to attempt to kill Isaac, an angel said, "Stop, don't do it. Have mercy upon your opponents. Have mercy upon the souls of people." Basically. Fast forward to now, when you're dealing with the whole Israel nuclear crisis between that and Iran. Now, again, my attitude and the attitude of the sermon was, it doesn't matter whose side you're on. What it matters about is for people to discuss things in a positive manner and not necessarily in a negative one. Now, you take those lessons and you move it over to this week's episode of State of Play. And we're talking right now about two shows heading in two very different directions. You have The Voice, which has been nothing but positive, and that's been doing some constructive criticisms on the musicians in general. Now, has anybody had a major hit? No, absolutely not. You haven't had anybody coming through there. But at the same time, the show couldn't be healthier. And as it's going into the same seasons that saw American Idol start to take a nosedive, the ratings on The Voice have been stronger than ever. Now, you look at an American Idol. Was it brash? Yes. Did it set the mark and the standard for shows? Yes, absolutely. Your biggest problem in the show was when Simon Cowell left. And then that's when television took a nosedive in terms of the show. And the show quality, by the way, for that matter. Now let's go to America's Got Talent. You have 10 artists, all of which who have stories, all of which who have dreams, all of which that you have a very positive spin on the people. This is your number one show of the summer. There's a reason for it. As much as America likes to see the people being criticized, America likes happy stories more than sad stories. And so the lesson isn't necessarily to America, and it isn't necessarily even to the contestants, or to even our viewers. The message is to the producers of the shows, the network executives. People like watching people succeed. They don't like seeing people fail. Now, going to the night, you have America, you have Ninja Warrior, a show that I like to tease a lot with Chico, saying that nobody's ever completed the show. But the show works because you have people trying and making the attempt. You also have a show that at the end of the week is going to be celebrating the end of 52 years on the air, and that is Sabado Gigante. There was nothing like this show before, and there's nothing that may be like it again. Hopefully Best Week Ever can emulate that. I don't think that it will. But you had the feel-good story of music and entertainment and laughter and games and prizes and people just being silly and enjoying each other's company. A veritable melting pot, shall we say, of Spanish culture for 52-plus years. So now let's go back to the present. In the words of Jerry Springer, and I hope that this really is the case, I am hoping Best Week Ever does well, and I hope that it continues the tradition of this is America, and this is people, regardless of religion, regardless of cultural identity, regardless of gender identity, people are trying to succeed. In the words of Jerry Springer, and in the words of what people really should be looking at during this time, let's be good to each other. I'm Gordon Pepper, and this has been State of Play.